Let me tell you, I got a question.
What's up?
Fish be living in the ocean, mm-hmm. which is salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Why they ain't pre-season? Y'all been marinating your whole life. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
What up? This is your boy, Dope Boy.
And Kev on stage. Hallelujah.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Right. Righteous and Ratchet. And I was in Atlanta. I went to Tyler Perry's studio. It was so cool that why I have this wildin' now sweater.
What happened to Hanson? Remember them?
Hanson, the mm-hmm. white boy. Mm-bop, mm-bop, mm-bop,
mm-bop, mm-bop, mm-bop, mm-bop. Nobody talks about mm-bop.
Nobody really does mm-bop that. You really about to wear the headphones the whole time? Oh, because you have to for this, huh?
Yeah, by the way, there's no Joshy today.
No Joshy Gantz.
He's at Rolling
Loud. He must be cool. He's a millennial.
My musical friends, and they smoke the weed and what the rap song.
He must sit there with his little beer and just... I know he will.
I'm going to hang out with musical guy. Hey, do you know about this guy? He had a great style.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, I've known him. I've been on him since SoundCloud.
I took a picture of Tinashe.
Shut up, Josh.
Shout out to Josh, you guys not being here.
No, shut up to Josh, you guys.
But we're here. The reason why is Josh is not really wrong. We're here on a Sunday, as you
we're
guys
here
know.
On a Sunday.
And the Right Pack is in here with us, and that is our Patreon. And
yeah.
If you would like to be a part of the Patreon, what you need to do is visit www.righteousandratchet.com, and you can join for as low as $5 a month.
$5, Buster.
And you get a bonus episode every week. And you get to watch it live early. So you're
and you get to comment.
Ahead of the
they
things.
Be up in the, they in the chat right now talking
absolutely.
About whatever they want to be talking about.
It is absolutely
they've been
lit.
Finding love and having sex in there.
Have they?
I don't know. Somebody did it on my Periscope. It could happen.
And they brought the baby to a show, huh?
Brought the baby to the show.
I see the baby. I was like,
what a little Periscope baby. They like, wah.
All right, so today's going to be a special episode. This is the 2019. We made this popular last year
mm-hmm.
with the 2018. It was the first one. But this is the second annual 2019 Righteous and Ratchet Award. We will be giving out some awards to some people because we believe in giving people their flowers.
But before all that,
yeah.
Who was up in Atlanta shooting wild and outs?
Yeah, boy, hoy.
Tell.
So, yes.
Tell me all about it, man. I didn't get to go.
I went to...
They never called me.
I went to Wild and Out,
mm-hmm.
and it was really, really cool, and it was a really, really surreal moment because it was like a visual marker of kind of this whole process, like,
yeah.
you know what I mean, and how things are so different. So getting down there, everything was cool, and I chilled. The flight, I got
talking
there.
Talking about how to get, checked in safely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I put my bag, you know what I'm saying? You know, check that, you know, I got clear. So it was cool, so I got there, whatever. The weather was straight, and then go to Tyler Perry Studios. I was just kind of...
You was up in Tyler Perry Studios? Yeah. You beat me to Tyler Perry Studios? Everybody's going to Tyler Perry Studios.
It's bigger in person.
Did you see Tyler?
I ain't seen.
You see TBS, the logo?
Yeah, I
see. When I'm going to get to go?
You need to pull up.
I'm going to have to build Kev on Stage Studios and invite Tyler up in here.
Yeah.
What if Tyler was up in here playing game night with
and
us?
And then they call the police and then we get kicked out. He'd be like,
now
man.
Tyler would be like, I'll buy this police department and I'll fire him. And then I'll make a movie about it starring Kevin. And then everybody will know his name.
So I went and it was cool, man, because it was really cool just kind of like seeing everybody. Like, you know, I haven't been on Wild and Out since
Wild and Out crew
2016. You
who
know
was
what I'm
up
saying?
In there?
Everybody. Chico
name
Bean.
Name every single person.
Shut up. Chico,
even the crew.
Chico Bean was there. I got to meet Rhapsody. I took a
love
picture with her.
Have you heard her album?
I have not.
Come
but
on,
I got to
man.
Talk to her and I invited her to the podcast. And so I got her information so we might be able to.
Well, you
I knew you liked her.
I love her.
Right, I had
download
heard her.
Her album.
You know who else was there?
Hold on. Let's shout out Rhapsody's album.
Okay.
And I'm going to give y'all the name of it.
Okay.
Because it's a great album. She raps very good.
Mm-hmm.
And her new album is called Eve. Every track is named
no,
after.
Eve is a female rapper.
Yeah, she's Pitbull in a skirt.
Oh, but her name of her album is Eve.
Rhapsody, the album name of Rhapsody album is Eve. Hip Hop and Rap 2019. Nina, Cleo, Aaliyah, Oprah, Whoopi, Serena, Tyra. These are the name of the tracks. Maya, I can't pronounce that.
Oh, so she just like named it after powerful women.
Yes, and the album is amazing.
Okay, well, I'm definitely. And as a powerful Black woman, you really relate to her, right?
I don't have the energy to come
so,
back to you today.
It was cool. I got to meet her. I also got to meet MC Light. You know what's special about MC Light?
MC Light is a vampire.
She is
her
fine.
For real.
She's fine, for real. But you know what's the special thing about her?
What?
The first rap that I ever learned was her rap. cha cha cha.
Hit it right now.
You can cha 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 to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you hold thus far, and I do get better. The voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt as long as you let her do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness I ride, I'm guaranteed to light until the hip hop mania, the uptown brainiac, full effect MC Light is back and better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find him in a hospital visit. Okay, I gotta say the whole thing, but
that was
first thing I heard.
Isn't it amazing about music? Like, you probably still remember it. Said that out loud in 10, 15, maybe even 20 years.
And I can say it just like
it
that.
Is crazy. So, I don't know if you guys know. I'm sorry to, an aside to your story. No. PJ Morton is having a great couple years.
Steakhouse?
PJ Morton. No, that's just Morton.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just like, Steakhouse?
PJ Morton is also on Rhapsody's
album. Okay.
He's been nominated for R&B Album of the Year for the Grammys for 3 Grammys in a row. Yeah, I'm sorry. 3 Grammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So he has an album from 2008 or 2009 when he was live in L.A. And I just re-downloaded Live from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
2008. And I just found it. I just checked Apple
2008
Music.
And it's still getting nominated?
No. I just went back and re-downloaded album because, you know, as iPhone changed, they lost your iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I played this album and I hadn't heard it in
Years.
I knew every word.
Dang.
Just like that. And like, music is crazy. Like, your brain really
What's even crazy about music? Sometimes I'll hear certain songs and I'll see certain places. I'll be like, oh my God, it takes me here.
Mostly burger joints.
Shut up, you
It's
jerk.
Crazy. Like, no, but seriously, certain albums remind you of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hezekiah Walker, all his music reminds me of church. And there's like one album came out when we lived in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the freeways had these big, like, concrete columns. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear that album, I'm literally in the back of my dad's car, Ford Tempo, looking out the window and seeing those columns. And it is crazy.
Dang.
The thing that sucks, though, Powerful. Is like a. When music is associated with bad memories or people you don't like anymore,
they
can ruin a good song.
I never forget. I'm in one of my homegirls that I used to work with. There was a song and like we just started playing and she was like, no, turn that song off. We were just like, man, we finna play it. She literally like burst out into tears.
Really?
Apparently it was like a real, you know, it was a powerful thing. So music is powerful. So
tell me more about this wild.
So it was cool. So I get there or whatever. And so then I got to see like all the producers like now.
Were you checking your hotel? You got to tell those.
Yeah, so I check in the hotel. The first day I went there, I went to a place to go eat. And they it was like a Japanese hibachi grill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to cook my meat. But I kept like undercooking it. I was like, man, I'm going to get sick.
You know what? Can we just pause here? I'm not a big fan of having to cook.
I don't like it. I'm like, well, she was like, seriously, like, no, you're going to cook it. I'm like, what am I paying you for?
Listen, I can't think of the fondue, the melting pot. You ever been there?
Nuh-uh.
It's a fondue place, and it's the same idea. You get your meat. They give you like these different, first it's like cheese, delicious cheeses, and you dip like apples and vegetables in it. Mm. And that's not so bad because you can't like do, the cheese is just like liquid.
Right.
It's like nachos.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then the dessert's the same. It's chocolate and then, you know, berries and breads and the like. But in the...
I'm just getting hungry now. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about?
In between, you got to cook your own meat.
I don't want to do that. I don't cook. That's why I'm here.
And my wife loves it.
Really?
Like, it's a Holy Spirit. No. I don't want
to
do
it. I was cooking and I was like, I'm going to get sick because I don't even know how to cook like that.
You know I'm undercooked fish and
she was like,
shrimp.
And she walked away. She was like, no, just put on there for a minute and a half or you'll know when you see. I'm like, no, I won't know.
Yeah. Oh, Korean barbecue. Somebody mentioned that in the comments. Mm. I feel a little differently about that.
Really?
I like a little bit, but then I get tired and I be all smoky. Like the smoke.
You mean the ones where they put it all on the grill in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
And
see, the
I
one,
feel like they don't wash that grill ever.
No, they do. They have to. Because it'd be burnt.
Well, I think they'd be trying to. I think that's why it'd be so flavorful.
You remember Quarters in L.A.?
Quarters?
Quarters, the Korean barbecue place.
No.
Now, that one is... Okay, so Quarters is Korean barbecue, but they cook it for you.
Okay,
I like that. It's ready to eat. It's because like pork is overcooked.
Come on.
But then the one over here, it's cooked by yourself. Like, bro, I'm not trained.
I don't like
I've not
it.
Been to the Korean barbecue training school.
I wasn't really into it.
But I'd be letting the other people at my party cook it, and I'd just be eating the little bowls.
You seem like the type.
To let people cook it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, man, go ahead, Hank. Hank, you crazy, man. You jerk.
Listen, be in there flipping and gripping.
So I went there, and so, you know, I was just chilling for the night before. But then when it was time to go on set, it was cool, man, seeing Nick, man. And just I kind of was just real nostalgic, man. Just remember, like, when he gave me my shot. They got a picture of me on the wall, like, in the break room. So I was just like.
Did they really?
Yeah, I had a couple. It was always a couple pieces. Like, you can see my elbow or my arm or just, like, my ear.
Your face
But there was one
there?
Where it was a full one. I was like, ah, oh,
You
man.
Ain't snap it?
I did. It was on my stories, which you literally still must have muted.
I unmuted you.
Well, I put it on my story.
I was
snapping a lot.
I might have been in Puerto Rico during this time.
But no, so then I do it. The first episode went good. I had some big moments. But this is the crazy part. And I don't know who it was if you're there. There was like four people from the Right Pack in the audience.
Up in that Right Pack?
They were like, Right Pack, Right Pack. I was like, yo.
Right Pack got to go to Santa Paris
there was a, and there was a bunch of people yelling Righteous and Ratchet. Like, well, first of all, when they brought me out, it was loud. Because they was bringing people out. And like, because, you know, I had some weight loss. They're like, I'm a lot smaller from then.
You a fool.
I came out there. They was like, wow. And Nick was just like, man, give it up for Doe. He ain't big no more. He's skinny. I was like, okay. Like, yeah. Okay, but then it's like I didn't feel like the pressure of anything. The only thing that I will say, you ever have this happen? This usually happens to me like in confrontational situations.
Yeah.
You ever be like in a tense situation with somebody and you don't respond the way you want to, and then like 10 minutes later you be like, oh, I could have said this.
Arguments.
I could have told them off. Like,
I be hitting argument. It's argument amnesia. Like in the moment, your brain be like, nah, you have nothing.
Exactly.
And then like 20 minutes
you
later,
you got everything.
Don't she's sleeping. I'm like, wake up.
I want to revisit this.
And she does it to me. She comes back. 20 minutes later, I'm watching TV and another
I got to learn how to do that.
I never have the confidence to jump back in with another thing.
So that's the thing that happens. So the freestyle, I didn't really, because that's the thing. There's a lot of people there because they did like a theme, as you can see on my sweater. I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was old school against new school. I didn't know any of these new people.
Like a box Chevy. That's old school.
So a bunch of them were like waiting to call me out.
Mm-hmm.
The first dude came. He was a big dude, Big Mac.
Oh, from Miami.
Big Mac was there. I'm gonna train Big Mac next year. And hope we get it. Just your look on your face. I'm gonna train him and help him get in shape. You jerk. So in any event, your face is trash.
Man, I know you had talked about that's something you wanted to do, and I'm proud of you, bro.
You a jerk. So anyway, I get him. Boom, I get him out of there. But then Charlie Clips and
they lit you up again.
Charlie Clips is my arch nemesis because we talked Clips before we even went on. He was like, "Yeah, come at me, dude. I got something for you." We was even. Man, I threw it out there. It was messed up because the one against Big Mac hit. And then I did another one. I was just like, hey, remember what I said to Big Mac?
Charlie Clips always
sons me. It makes me not want to rap anymore.
I was watching one of his battle raps against Pharaoh Funeral.
He's so. Oh, is that the one we brought in John and Hitman?
They're too long to watch the whole thing. But he's good. Was in there with the kitty gloves, and it was like,
bro.
It was like, hey, Lil Pharaoh.
Man, he.
So the people in the comments on battle raps,
bro,
they have a vibrant audience.
Oh, my God.
They were like, oh, he was so kind to her as he destroyed her.
He was so, yeah. So then, basically, a couple people came at me, and I just didn't really have a rebuttal. But then, 5 minutes after, I was like, I could have said da 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 da.
And that sucks because you're shooting live. It's live improv. Like, man, if you miss it, you miss it.
You just miss it. That's
sitting
just
in that
happened.
Hotel room ordering room service.
Bro, I was like, I could have said this about it. It would have killed. So
when are these going to air on television?
I have no idea. Sometime next year.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, you know, like, TV is much different. But it was just overall a good experience. I had a good time. I'm glad I got to see the Tyler Perry studio. And just like reconnect. You know, with the people that gave me my first shot of my career.
Yeah, new nickname, you
know?
Alert.
I was waiting for
Dick Cannon.
I was waiting for Nick to hit me up to bring me in for some reinforcements for Eminem, but he ain't hit me.
Did he talk to you about having his back?
We ain't really even talk.
You ain't even talk to Nick?
I mean, Nick be busy. You know he like has a radio show here, and he was flying back and forth to Atlanta every day.
He was hosting, I think he hosts The Masked Singer.
Man's works very hard.
He works.
I got a chance to sit down and have a good meal with Chico Bean. Me and Chico chop it up for like 3-4 hours.
You lying about it?
Man, we got to just chop it up. You know, he was breaking it down about 85 South. And side note, we are going to be having a 85 South show, Righteous and Ratchet collab. So, yeah, I put it out there.
You putting all the things together for 2020.
Yeah, man. So it was good, man.
I'm proud of you, man.
I felt good, man. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Billy Sorrells is up there?
Billy? Oh, Billy Calvin?
Mm-hmm.
So William Calvin Sorrells the third?
It was really, really good.
I kind of regret not naming my kids after me now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I felt bad about it. Then as they booked that movie, and I was like, shoot, he would be killing me. And then people would be Googling.
I think it Kevin Federer's killing it.
So now they have their own identity. But I like the, like, being able to pass down that legacy.
Yeah.
He's a third William Calvin Sorrells.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a boy. He had only girl. He had a boy. William Calvin Sorrells the fourth.
He's just a really good dude, man. Billy be having good energy, man. It was super cool. So overall, I had a really, really good time. And but I am back to be. I mean, I'm glad to be.
So how long were you gone total?
2 days. I left Tuesday, and I shot Wednesday, and I came home Thursday morning.
You were missed.
I was waiting too. I was like, what happened? Oh yeah, what? Can you tell me the thing that happened? We didn't talk about it on the podcast, right? The police were called again.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about it. Okay, so we can talk about it.
Tell me a story because I didn't watch the video.
Before we do that, like, okay. You should do something else before the police come in. She ain't missed it. Okay. We just early, man. Okay, okay. You relax. Okay. Take it easy on her, man. She's ninth grade. She ain't
but that's the thing, though. You know, she's a young child. I got to whip her into shape.
Yeah, but
speaking of getting in shape. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. Whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those gold jeans, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care. Noom is really amazing because of the ease and convenience of the app. Another reason I love Noom is because it encourages you. It doesn't shame you. It knows you're human. Now, that's the thing. Like, that's what I like about Noom. You know, mm-hmm. I'm really trying to, you know, get my weight loss together.
You are doing it.
Really focusing on it. So,
you're just dripping away to nothing.
You know, and it doesn't make me feel bad. Like, you know, if you were the Patreon, the Right Pack, they're here, they see me eating Burger King, that's so cool, that's okay, I'm not gonna do it every day. Mm-mm. It doesn't shame me, so it helps me, and I'll get right back on track on my next meal.
Oh yeah,
you understand that. Now Noom is a habit changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. No food is good, bad, or off limits. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in popular diets if that's what you want. Now listen to this. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/ratchet.
Ratchet.
What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/ratchet.
Ratchet.
To start your trial today. That's Noom.com/ratchet.
Ratchet.
The last weight loss program you'll ever need.
You know I'm soft right there.
So what were we talking about? Oh, so the police were called again when I was gone? Again.
Everybody was talking about it in the Game Night and Unpopular Opinion episodes that aired.
Okay. So what was happening? Were you guys super loud?
Come on, man.
Just regular loud?
Regular loud.
And it was daytime.
I'm not even arguing that we weren't loud. But all I'm daytime, arguing is that it's middle of the day.
But if it sounds like you're playing a game, why would the police need to be called? Like, hey, we'll referee the fun.
All I'm saying is y'all are a little loud.
Right.
The police call on the first time is ridiculous. And what I think it was the baby. She said, we heard running. We heard a little bit of running. Like, I told the whole story in my live. My Instagram and stuff. It was just...
So did you think that now, since that first thing happened, like now it's just going to be tense and confrontational until we get
honestly,
out of here?
Honestly, I am thinking about not shooting another game night in here, but also I am going to shoot it in here because I paid my money.
You paid your money, bro. We already only use it three days a week.
Two.
I'm coming up in here shooting visuals off the Wonder Years.
What I'm going to do is say, hey, before we shoot, Kevin here, before you call the police, we're going to have a shoot day.
Okay.
Can you not? Okay. Could you not? Call the police? Yeah.
That's got to be irritating. Because the thing that really chaps my hide about it is that you're like the nicest black guy in the world. So for you to be getting called out, it's just like, don't get this guy.
I'm like, man, the police looked bothered that they had to come out here.
So were the police cool at least? Did they seem irritated that
they had to come out here for that than anything else?
Did you see the person who called?
Yeah, I went down there. Watch my Instagram. I told the whole story.
You muted me. I'm petty like that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I'll unmute you. After four more days.
My Instagram and my stories?
Everything. It was just your Instagram stories. Cause man, I fried. So what's
I had a reason.
Why? Because I've been trying to
too much sweaty.
Side note, can I say this? This
is you can, it's your podcast.
Because even though I have
been
losing weight and everything, you know what I realize I suffer in? Balance.
Oh yeah.
I have no balance.
Listen.
I have no balance. Either I'm working out every day and eating chicken broth or eating Whoppers for breakfast. I need to find some place in the middle. Cause it's like whenever you see me happy, just know that scale 8. I went back on the scale the other day, man.
What was it?
268.
Really?
I just got to 259.
Listen.
I was like, oh, I shot the scale. Like, why are you doing this to me? Then I looked at the hamburger that I put on the seat.
I will kill you, scale.
What's wrong with you? I'm telling
you. Tell
me lies.
My exact weight again. I will shoot you to death. Let me tell you what, though. I'm the same way.
I don't know.
Something about being on vacation.
Were you eating hamburgers for breakfast again?
Let me tell you what.
Nothing.
I lost my entire mind.
Because nobody was there. Because Josh, was Josh there?
Melissa was there and she was trying to side-eye me. I eat with my eyes
closed. What was the worst thing you ate?
Like this is embarrassing?
Yeah, like they're just like the fattest thing. Like, okay, I should not be happening, but it is.
Man, there's so much though. I had, actually, It was more the amount of times I was eating.
How many times was it just, you fell off the wagon, got ran over by it?
When I knew it was bad, right? I'm going hammer on the room service, right? So the guy comes here for the like the fourth time. The
he's day, like, bruh.
Same person. He's like, open the door. He's like, wow, you again? Every time it's you give me the spaghetti, man. Shut your mouth. I'm gonna tip you more if just shut up about it. I'm in Puerto Rico ordering spaghetti.
That's not a Puerto Rican thing.
It was
you're supposed
fire.
To eat tacos.
No,
are there no tacos?
Pasta bolognese. Yeah. Well, no, not like that. Tostones, mofongo, all type of stuff. Tacos really wasn't on many of the menus.
Was the food good though?
Fire. And that's my thing. Like when I be out of town, I try to experience
man,
the.
You gotta live your life, man.
So I went kind of. So my sister's Puerto Rican, sister-in-law, my brother's wife, Jason's wife. She's Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. So she sends me a list of things I need to eat. And one restaurant had like four of the five. So I'm like, yeah, this, that. And then I order red snapper. You missed my Instagram stories.
Oh, I see. No, I did see that one with the face on it.
Yeah,
because you put it on your main page.
Oh yeah,
did you still eat that?
So what I was doing?
How could you eat something with a face?
Listen, it was looking at me. I just felt like it was
just looking at you like.
This is what you want to do to me? After everything we've been through? So I closed my eyes and was picking it off. Flames.
Really?
Yes. But every time I opened my eye, and then I felt like even though my eyes closed, it was looking at me. I was like,
The crazy thing about seafood is it can be good, but it can turn you off really quick. That's like the same thing I did with that Dungeness crab when I took the roof off. And I was like, I haven't been able to eat crab since.
Let me tell you, I got a question.
What's up?
Fish be living in the ocean, mm-hmm. which is salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Why they ain't pre-seasoned? Y'all been marinating your whole life. Y'all been living up in the saltwater marinade. Why y'all don't come? I should just be coming to fry you up. You up in there just simmering in the juices of the ocean?
That's a very valid question.
What do I got to do anything to
what
you?
What is the water even doing? No, because there's water in it, so it rinses it off.
But it's brining. It's basically brining. It's up in there swimming.
No,
up in
the and when you get in the salt water, you taste it. You be like, ugh.
That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, like
the ocean is just a big crock pot.
It ain't nothing but a big old mare. It's brining all day long. Why do I have to add anything to it? I'm upset about it. And also, I've been trying to lower my salt intake. I've been trying to because I don't want to have
salt
high blood pressure.
Makes me retain water like a mug.
You sound like somebody's auntie. You know what? My feet
swell.
I gotta sit down and some Epsom salt and soak. So anyway, back to what I was being ridiculous about. Right. There was this chocolate cake on the room service menu, and I just couldn't stop.
Were you eating in the bed? That's when you know you're off the rails. If you're eating in bed.
Toesies off. I mean, toesies wiggling. Melissa, I was.
Did you hit the gym once? Okay, you still got this on? Okay.
I don't even look at it. Something about being on vacation, I just eat the food. Like
you said, and you deserve it.
Tostones. Let me tell you, Puerto Rican food is. It's like a fried plantain. Plantain. I don't
you
know.
You was eating worldwide delicacies.
Puerto Rican food is legit. I was eating. Man, first of all, you need to go to Puerto Rico.
Absolutely. Where is it?
Puerto Rico is.
Is it by Mexico?
In the Atlantic Ocean. It's off.
You know what I've realized the more I fly? I am geographically challenged.
Yes, we told you we were flying in Canada, and you said, how far is it? And we said, 17 hours. And you're like, oh. Do you realize you can fly to Japan in 17 hours? You literally were like, Toronto. You really thought Toronto was 17 hours?
Because I think because Canada is not a state of ours.
All right, so here's Puerto Rico, Florida, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico.
Where's Jamaica?
Jamaica's like right in the Caribbean, which is right south.
Was I stupid for thinking that Jamaica was in Africa? I thought it was a long time ago. I mean, I know it's not now, so I'm not saying that I thought that now. But
how long ago did you think Jamaica?
Year or two. I just felt like it, and maybe it was an ignorant thing because.
How did you feel like? Do you know how far Africa is?
I know now. Yeah.
Say, okay, so here's Florida.
I know.
Cuba. No.
Don't be shaking your head at me, girl. You'll get grounded.
His daughter's in it. Jamaica right here. There people be going to Jamaica from Miami.
No, but it's like all. Like, I don't even want to say what I was about to say because it's going to sound
say
great.
I was saying
it's all black people that live there. I'm thinking, I just thought it was Africa.
Okay, so you want to know an interesting story. Maybe you don't know this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you do. So you want ever wonder why like Dominicans are dark-skinned, can be as dark-skinned as us?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because when the black people were taken from Africa, so here's the transatlantic slave trade. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So here's Africa. Wait, way
trans,
over here.
Tran. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
What is your deal, bro?
What you're saying? Okay, go ahead.
What is your deal?
Okay, go ahead. I didn't know. I'm just making. So. We're politically correct. Okay, whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
when we were stolen from Africa.
Okay, we were took.
Was taken over here. So the slave trade, basically these boats, the ride over to the United States was called the Middle Passage.
Okay.
Large amount of slaves died during this. Like,
oh, man.
Books, if you read, it was like bottom of the barrel boat. I mean, bottom of the boat, just chained on the ground. It's terrible. Right. So the part in Black Panther where he said, bury me in the ocean
where my ancestors, that's what he's talking about.
Middle Passage, right?
Okay.
So the reason you have black people in all these places is because they would basically stop here, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and then keep going. So some people
would like fall off.
No. They would sell them. Haiti, all these islands, Haiti, Dominican Republic, all that stuff. Like Haiti was a big place. They had a great big revolution as well. And then the United States. So that's why you have black people.
Oh, so the black people would come there, but then they'd be inoculated with the culture of the Dominican Republic.
Sometimes you say words that are wrong and sometimes you're so right. I don't even know if you're right or wrong.
No, I was definitely right. Kiara was right with that, right?
Inoculated?
Inoculated.
Can you spell it?
Inoculated, not.
You know how when you feel like you can't spell, like you can't even get enough letters in for Google to know what
inoculated, you just said it. You just had inoculate.
You say inoculated.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Treat it as a person or animal with a vaccine to produce immunity against a disease.
Absolutely.
That's what you meant? That's
absolutely wrong. Okay.
Well, Americans are traditionally terrible at geography, though.
Right.
So anyway, back to Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico's in Atlantic time, if you didn't know that. So it's 4 hours past where we are. Mm. And it's beautiful.
How was the weather?
It was actually kind of cold.
Cold?
It was like 70, 80, but it was like kind of San Francisco. You know, it would be like
just hot,
but
cold. Because of the water?
Water, you know. So I took my kids. This was the one thing that was great. So we had a speaking engagement. So the one thing that sucked, this is why I always be messed up with the gym, is because the time travel, like the not time travel, but the time zone switch be messing with you. So Puerto Rico is 4 hours from our time zone, right? Mm-hmm. So we flew overnight Wednesday. We get to Puerto Rico like 2 o'clock.
So it's
Thursday.
Would have been 10 here.
Yes.
Okay.
2 o'clock Thursday. But it was too late in the day to like go to sleep. So we just basically kicked it all day, ordered room service. Just a lot of that, by the way. I was looking at my credit card bill. I was like,
y'all was just doing the money. Is it industrialized? Like, do they have like McDonald's and different stuff? Like, no, I'm just saying the part where you were at. Okay, cool.
It's like pretty much McDonald's everywhere, by the way.
That's right.
But Puerto Rico is part of the United States, territory of the United States.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's a McDonald's there. And where we were at, there's a McDonald's almost anywhere. First day, we didn't do nothing. Okay. So then our speaking engagement on Friday morning, which is our first night of sleep, we have to be at the venue at 8 o'clock. So that's 4 o'clock in the morning our time.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m. Ugh. And like an idiot, I fell asleep at 7, right?
Puerto Rico time. 3 o'clock time, our time.
Yes, right? So
then, you probably got up at 10, which is 2 o'clock in the
morning. I'm like, as I'm sleeping, I'm like waking up, I'm like, no, at this point, you just have to sleep all night. Right. Like if you wake up now, you're just going to be up. So I wake up. I couldn't sleep anymore. So I'm up till 5 o'clock in the morning, Puerto Rico time. Then 7:30, I got to get up, get dressed, or supposed to be up by 7:30. We end up being a little bit late. Mm. We get there by 8:30. So then we speak and all that stuff. And instead of taking a bath or taking a nap, we go and take my kids. We haven't shown this video yet because we're doing it for a vlog.
Okay.
We took my kids to Pigeon Park. You remember Home Alone 2? The lady with all the birds?
The pigeons?
Basically, they have a section of Puerto Rico that's a pigeon park. People outside sell you like crazy amount of bird seed for $5. Mm. And you can feed these pigeons. It's literally like hundreds of them.
And they just come and eat.
And they are climbing on you, pecking. It was they're on JoJo's head. They're like,
really?
He had a hoodie on.
It's not scary? Can't they bite you?
It's terrifying. Like they're eating out of your hand, but it just feels like your body. And that many birds around you just freaks. And then I'm thinking like bird flu. I'm like, this is disgusting.
What if one sneezes on you?
Huh?
What if one sneezes on you? Then you catch the bird flu.
I might have bird flu. Then you have bird flu. We all dead.
You know.
So, but we did it anyway. And it was just cool to have my kids. Because, you know, at this age, my kids are nearly impossible to impress.
Right.
Everything is cringe.
They like that though?
Oh, they had the time of their life.
I thought they would have been scared, but no.
No, they were definitely scared. They're absolutely scared, but it was fun.
I see JoJo doing something on one of your videos. It's just look, he's just like such
rolling
a kid
down the hill.
I was like, man, I want to be a kid again.
Listen, so we walked up. That's called El Moro. It's like a Spanish fortress, and I'm like a complete history nerd. Mm-hmm. I am just, I am. Yeah, so this is like general, built, but history specifically. Right. Like I studied a lot of war history. So this fortress was built.
But you having that, you know, saying that you're into history, that's a skill that you have.
It is a skill.
And it's a skill that you share with me on this podcast. Yeah. And I really, really appreciate it. Now, speaking of Skillshare, Skillshare actually is an online learning community for the creator in all of us. They have thousands of classes in photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. Their classes are on demand, so you can learn at your own pace. Get inspired, join a class, and create something you'll love. Now, join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare and get 2 months free when you sign up at Skillshare.com/RR. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started today by heading to Skillshare.com/RR to sign up. That's Skillshare.com/RR to sign up. Okay, we are halfway through the show and we have been doing this lately on these shows. Let's stick to the topic.
No, man, this is the topic whatever we want it to be. Okay. We get to the awards later. Ain't nobody cares.
Did you eat any frijoles there? Those are beans.
Frijoles?
That's beans, right?
Yeah, I did. Rice and beans, tostones, mm-hmm. A lot of plantains, fish, lobster tacos.
You were there for 2 days, Kevin.
Spaghetti bolognese, a lot of salmon, steak, and fries. I was going ham. Well, and then I was supposed to work out today, but
just don't be one of those people because you know I'm going to get sick of in a couple of weeks. Hmm. Everybody saying 2020 is a year for vision. Okay,
did he?
Shut up. I just know. Are you going to be that guy who's like for the first 10 days of the year you're going to be in the gym for like 4 hours a day?
I've
like,
already been in the gym since mid October. I'm not gonna do 4 hours a day. Right. I realized we were talking to Spice about it. Mm-hmm. It's more of a daily thing.
He really gave us the blueprint on how to do this.
And we were like, man, shut up though.
Yeah, but he did it. But he
he didn't go vegan. He went vegetarian. But I was like, I'm not doing that either.
Right.
You just went to Burger King, and I was like,
Side note: did you know that tilapia is not a real fish?
I just found that out.
Did you know that broccoli is
man-made? Oranges.
Bro,
oranges.
What is happening?
Oranges are a cross between a lemon and a citron. They were crossbreed. I mean, they're not like scientifically made.
I guess I never even stopped to think where would any. I never because I've never seen broccoli grown anywhere.
No,
so somebody just made that up. Now your
that's them birds.
That's just crazy to me. So tilapia is fake and broccoli ain't
is it
real.
Fake?
Yes, it's not a real fish.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Somebody told me that and I was like, oh really? But I didn't really.
Tilapia used to be fire.
I saw this video of somebody squeezing tilapia. Tilapia is the common name for nearly 100 species of cichlid fish from the... Okay, it's too many letters. I don't want to...
And I heard that the fish that they use for filet of fish is like almost extinct.
That's cod.
That's cod?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my cod.
Okay, right, 2019 Righteous and Ratchet Awards.
This is where we are going to nominate some people for some Righteous Awards and some Ratchets Award because that's what we do. First off, who do you nominate for the most ratchet?
Well, we just got to pick the winners.
Okay.
Let's just pick the winners. I don't feel like doing a whole bunch of nominates.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right. So, for most ratchet person of the year, I think it clearly has to be Antonio Brown. Did you see him on his Instagram Live? Over the weekend,
nah, I didn't see him.
Police came to his house. He was kicking his baby mom out. He was putting up something that said "No more white women in 2020."
I saw that tweet.
He used to be the number one. You do understand this is not like a long time. He was the number one receiver in the world in September. He still is right now.
Of
right now, he's the best receiver.
Oh,
he's just not playing because he's acting. The way that he is. So I would absolutely, we don't have to have the same people. We could just say who's ours. So I just think Antonio Brown and it's starting to make me really feel like there might be something more on the horizon because.
Montez Perfect, man.
Yeah. And a lot of people are actually saying that. But it just seems like why anybody that would throw away that kind of money, like he had to be quiet for 3 days to make it to the Tuesday and he would have collected $29 million. He got to putting people on his. I just, something is wrong, but he still is the most ratchet person of 2019.
I can't think of anybody else who had more antics than him. Mm-hmm. And his ratchetness cost him
millions.
The career. I don't think
he'll never play at this point, never.
But also, it's the NFL.
No, I think this is. Plus, you did that to the Patriots. Like, they're like almost like the last stop. Like, once you kind of burn that bridge, and I mean, why would anybody get him? You know, he's just going to act in this manner.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want to use the C word. I don't want to say crazy because I'm starting to think there might be some mental health issues there or whatever, but he's still the most ratchet person.
I'm with you. 19. I'm with you.
Who do you got for your most righteous person of 2000?
What does that qualify?
Just somebody that's just been dope all the way around, just doing the right thing.
Let me see the whole list real quick before I pick. Righteous.
Most righteous person of the year. Album of the year. Best new artist. Favorite memory. Favorite movie. New Year's. Rezo. Favorite meme. Favorite vibe.
Most righteous person. Who was the most lit person of 2019? Who's yours? I'll just copy that.
I would say, no, you're not going to copy mine.
If you say Drake,
no.
Okay, but did you see Drake yesterday? Somebody asked who invited you.
And he just looked like the nerve.
I'm Drake.
But I'm Drake, though. I would say most righteous person for me, and I know it's going to sound biased, but I do not care, Nick Cannon. Let me tell you why. For what the level of respect I had for his work ethic before running Wildin' Out, you know what I'm saying, being the head of Nickelodeon, you know, being the Masked Singer, different things, all that, to now he has a nationally syndicated radio show. He's about to have another one. He's just working at a clip that I've never seen. It's so inspirational. And the thing that's so dope about him, when I went to Wildin' Out, he still got the same people on the cat, like the production crew, that shot the pilot with him 15 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he employs the same people, so... Yeah, I would say Nick Cannon, man. Shout out to the bro, Nick. Nick Cannon is my... What, man? He's my most righteous.
Funny, man.
Who would you say?
Man, I'm trying to... You know what? This is just random, but I don't care. Regina King. And here's why.
Regina King, because we have to make sure we know, because every time I was had a crush on Regina Hall.
Regina Hall.
So Regina King is the actress from Boys in the Hood.
Yes. Okay. Now, specifically, she had Bill Street Could Talk. And right now, I'm watching The Watchmen. And the reason I moved this up to 4 o'clock today...
Is that show that good? I've known you for some years. You've never pushed a shoot for a TV show ever.
Let me tell you what.
Is that good?
Fire.
And she's in it?
She is the lead actress in the show. She is amazing in it. She
really?
Is perfect. And tonight's the season finale...
So this has been a whole season. This I haven't seen none of it.
No, you have, and I only started watching it like last week. I literally caught up on HBO Go, or maybe 2 weeks
ago. What's the premise of the show?
So, do you remember the Watchmen movie?
Yeah, with the dude that didn't have the drawers on.
Yeah,
that was just weird. I'm like, man, give him some drawers, give him some briefs.
Basically, I mean, it's kind of similar to Batman, I guess. Like these people.
I remember the movie, though. Yeah.
Vigilantes. They're vigilantes. Right, but the one dude, the blue dude you talking about, old Crip Cuz, he becomes actually a superhero. Like he gets literally, you know, science fiction. He gets locked in a intrinsic generator and he becomes like a god, named Dr. Manhattan.
But he's, and they made a TV show about these characters?
OG Crip Cuz, yeah. But apparently the TV shows might be better than the movie, people are saying. But be that as it may, it's set in Tulsa. A lot of twists and turns. A lot of wow, man, what?
Whoa. Really?
Oh,
and it's, man, not like overly comic booked.
No, it's solid. It might be my favorite show of 2019.
And is that her performance? It is that dope. She's most righteous of the year.
She can't. I need to see how old Regina King is, because I realized she came into my life as Craig's sister. And Friday.
She came to my life at Boys in the Hood. That lets you know. But they were both Ice Cube movies.
She sure was in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's why I said Boys in the Hood. She was drinking a 40.
Okay, and then she came to my life in Boys in the Hood. I can't remember that. She's,
you know,
Kiara
has never seen Boys in the Hood. Have your kids seen Back Hood movies?
Let me tell you something. She shouldn't have seen it. Boys in the Hood came out in 1990.
She was born in 2005.
Kiara, when were you born? Most of us are not watching movies that came out 15 years before.
But would you let your son, would you watch old hood movies with your sons? Because I was like,
I probably wouldn't mind.
When she told me she hadn't seen Boys in the Hood, I'm like, oh, we got to watch it now. Rite of passage.
Did she like it?
We haven't watched it yet. I just found out today.
Oh, okay. So hold on. I'm going to check how old Regina King was when Boys in the Hood. So Boys in the Hood came out in 1990. Regina King was born in 1971.
She's 8 years older than me. She's 48.
She's 19 years old when Boys in the Hood came out.
Dang.
And she's been great. She did both voices in freaking Boondocks.
I forgot Huey about
and
that.
Riley.
And she can do a lot. Like, she has a lot of range. Did you see her show 7 Seconds on Netflix?
Yes.
I thought that was
dope. She won it either Emmy or Golden Globe for that.
I didn't like the ending of the show, but yeah. I liked what she did to it.
Exactly. She's perfect. I love her. And she's just, and maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment because the season finale is right now. But yes, I 100% agree.
Okay. And I would definitely honorable mention Issa Rae and Lena Raif.
Waif.
I love what she's
doing.
What
did Issa do this year that made you excited?
Just the fact that I seen her in that preview and she's doing like leading actress
stuff. The photograph.
And shout out to Issa. Man, Issa's very, very attractive.
She sure was in 227. Huh? Regina King.
Oh, yeah. She's been acting her whole life.
I saw her.
She was in 227. Whatever happened to Calvin from 227?
Hey, pick me up in the Uber when I got home. Actually, I don't know. Hold on. What, am I tripping about? Okay, so her first film was 1991.
What was her first?
227, Brenda, 1985. So I've known
she was
about
born
her
in 71. She's got a. So she, bruh, was, she was young.
She's 14. 107 episodes of 227. I totally forgot.
Oh, she
was
probably
in
still getting them checks.
Oh, yeah. That comes on TV1 somewhere. Okay, so there.
All right, so what is your favorite album of the year? Ooh.
This is easy for me.
Okay, Ari Lennox,
Shea Butter Baby. It is a masterpiece.
Word.
Work of art. It is my most played album of 2019. It is perfect. I listen to it all the time. I listen to it when I'm flying. I listen to it when I shave my head. Mm-hmm. I met her twice. Met her in 2018 when they invited me to YouTube Black. They did not renew the invitation for 2019. I've been not getting invited to stuff all
did
year.
Did we get invited back to the TBS thing, did we, the next year?
Nope. Right. Didn't get invited. People
like,
just
yeah,
like us.
I remember last year, like, yeah, we remember.
So, but I met her at Essence Fest. We actually bought her a drink, I think. I don't know. Oh, no, that was Jackie Aina. But anyway, met Ari in person a couple times, and that album is perfect in all of its ways. My favorite album, by the way. And it's not even close.
Really?
It is not even close. I love that album. Listen to it this morning.
Okay. I can rock
perfect
with that. I think I can actually encompass these next two into the same one. What's my favorite album of the year and best new artist? Same person.
The baby.
Kirk. That album, Kirk. I mean, just because of the degree of difficulty. I mean, this is a young dude that's I got put on to. This is the crazy thing. I got put on to the baby back in 2018 toward the end. So like the end of last year. And I remember when I went to his Instagram at the time, he had like 465,000. He wasn't even crazy. His videos weren't crazy. So now to a year later, and then like I just went to his Instagram the other day, he's like at 9 million. That the bop song with the Jabberwockies, it's just
that was great.
Did you see the viral video of him with the girl that was in the store? Yeah. She was like, oh my God.
And he jumped in her arms.
How do you not like this guy?
How do you just know she can catch you?
Bruh.
And she had him easy.
Had him.
She like, I got you, little baby.
Bro.
She patted
and it's
his
like,
baby
he's a gangster rapper, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, he has character. Like, and
did you see when he couldn't perform in the show?
And he did the show on FaceTime?
FaceTime, and then he gave everybody free tickets to a show that they had.
That's crazy. And then when you see his shows, and just the people in there.
I'd
like,
go to a baby concert with you. I would.
Let's go to a baby
concert.
Come on, I'll pay for the tickets.
It's not that.
I want you
to. It's raucous. I'm not a big fan of raucous. I like smooth jazz. Kenny G. I don't like a lot of loud noise. I like loud noises. People doing this a lot. I don't like too many AAs.
Nah, I need AA. And you know, he dropped two albums this year. And he might drop a third. If he drops a third, GOAT. Nobody's ever dropped three albums in 1 year.
Didn't DMX have two?
Two.
But they were two number ones, right?
Yeah, he did it.
Was the baby's number one?
Both of them.
Were they?
Kirk is a really good album. And is that it? Song, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm going to give you my only two problems with the baby.
What's the baby? The Jetson beats. Made another one.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. That, and he don't switch up his flow.
He be switching it up.
He do not. He said, I'm going to switch it up and then did it. I'm going to switch up my flow. Y'all going to know. I'm going, baby. But I like him.
Right.
And here's my thing.
He's a likable
person.
This
is why this is nitpicky. Mm-hmm. Almost all rappers don't switch up their flow their content. It's kind of hard. You rap how you rap.
Mm-hmm.
The beat selection of them all sounding the same. You can switch that up, though.
But see, he's doing the same thing that I think people criticize Tyler Perry for. You find your base, you feed your base. If your base likes that, feed your base.
No disrespect. And I'm telling you, nitpicky.
Right.
And him being, you know what somebody said? LeJethro Jenkins said this, and I think it's true. He makes being famous look fun.
He does.
A lot of celebrities don't
he
look
does.
Like they enjoy it.
He does.
Like
you don't ever see him tripping. He's going back and forth with fans.
Yeah, he's giving back. All people's videos of him are him enjoying life. And that
Cardi B be pulling up ready to fight people.
She be having fun too, but right. she goes back and forth. Right. He be just like, it looks fun. He got the grill. He's just happy, man. Yeah,
but at the same time, he'll beat up Cold Cash in the Gucci store or kill a dude at Walmart. Don't play with the baby.
He literally killed somebody.
Yes, but he got them bops.
And he got them bops. He shot that man in a Walmart, and because that man
he
was dead.
Because he tried to play
and
with
somebody
him.
Tried to rob him, and he shot that man dead. He probably smiled.
How about you just leave that guy alone?
Obviously. And he beat somebody up. Like
Him up, made a video, made some shirts.
And that dude was trying to buy the way.
He told you, he said it in the songs, you disrespect me and I'll beat you all up in front of your partners and children. And could you imagine getting beat up in front of Liz and the boys?
You can't never discipline your kids if you got beat up by the baby. And the baby was way smaller than that. By the way, a smaller side before you go on. Did you see the UFC fight? There was a Make America Great Again guy.
With the dude with the lip?
Talking all that trash. And he got his jaw broken.
Oh, no. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Usman. No, I was talking about last year. Did you see that guy's lip get beat off?
Nah.
Dude beat his lip off his face. What happened to the guy yesterday, though?
He just was talking a lot of Make America Great Again trash. And the black dude from Nigeria, he said, I'm going to beat you up with all the strength of my ancestors.
So they're going to have to make his face great again now?
And he ran out. When he lost, he ran out the gym or the arena like, I'm out of here.
Oh, he got beat up and then left?
He left. While they were announcing the other dude fighting, he ran out with the broken jaw.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And no, I seen something about that because I guess people are making shirts about it already and selling them out about with him running out.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy thing about it is, speaking of shipping some stuff, we all enjoy buying gifts, especially during the holidays. But no one enjoys overspending on those gifts. Find the lowest price is easy if you have Honey. Mm-hmm. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online.
Yep.
This means you always get the best deals without even trying on over 20,000 sites such as Amazon, eBay, and more. Now, I recently saved $20 myself when I bought my daughter a makeup storage kit. Well, she picked it out and I bought it because there were so many to choose from. Didn't you love it, Kiara? Yeah, it was cool, right? So great. Now listen to this. If you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is. So do them a solid and tell them about Honey. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free. Join honey.com/RR.
RR.
That's joinhoney.com/RR.
RR.
Okay, so who's your best new artist?
Best new artist, that's easy. Late Edition.
I thought you were going to say Doughboy. Man. No, Wonder Years?
You've been out for a minute. Add to.
Who?
Jim Crow the Musical.
The one that Tony Baker put me
on.
That really got you riled up and in a frenzy.
I just really enjoyed it.
What's his name again? Give him a plug.
Add-2.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The album's called Jim Crow the Musical. Hmm. And just heard it last week.
What's your favorite song?
Here's the thing about it. I listen to the album straight through. You know how I feel
No skips. Don't play.
You know how I feel about straight through albums. I don't even have a favorite.
Even the Blueprint from Jay-Z has one skip. Hola, Ovito. I don't like it so much. So this guy has no skips?
No skips, though. Wow. I listen to
the
album.
I'm going to listen to it now because you said this.
Hold on. Let me tell you which. I'm going to tell you one. That's my. You know what? I'm going to. You know what? It's our show. I'm gonna see if this is on YouTube.
Give him some
plug. This is all in one. Talk about something while I try to pull this up.
in other music, so side note, you know who's kind of like, I don't know, man. You know Blueface had that situation with that guy? He was like ripping him for buying a house for his mom before he got a chain.
Yes.
Now he was like online, kind of like berating Shiggy. It's like, bro, what makes you the authority to just walk around? Like, you're a new artist still, my guy. And we're not talking
about none of your music. Are we really talking about him?
It's just like, and I like the guy. I like his music. But it's like, bro, stop just trying to tell everybody everything. Like, just chill
just
out.
To tell people anything.
Like, why? Because you're not saying nothing positive.
Like, how Blueface your boy?
I love his music, but I don't like that. Like, he's saying that a comedian. I mean, because you know that's gonna be sensitive for me. I'm a comedian. I'm trying to rap. I'm Doughboy. It's like you're saying that, but Lil Duval had the number one single in the country. He's a comedian.
He sure did.
So what are you saying? So it's just okay. But anyway, go ahead. We've got.
Should I play it at the end?
That's just get struck, man. Get this man.
We get struck, man. I don't care about it. I'm trying to think of which one I like because I just be playing them through. I don't know which one is which.
This is my first time hearing it.
Sure, this one. Let's see this one. Oh, come on, man.
All right, Kev, you ruining everything.
It's playing, but it ain't playing.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Gotta maintain. This has some N-words in it. It's explicit.
It's okay.
This is the ratchet. Son, is it Jesus or Nas? I was 12. It ain't hard to tell, less it's 12. I knew 12 disciples, then 12 was a rifle. It's a cycle. For my circle started smoking squares, a barber said you better shape up while you can. Little man, understand, black boys don't live long, we live fast. Niggas have drive and still crash. Somewhere between trees and the dirt, seeds in the earth. Getting cheese on our chips to get cheese on the first. Mama, she was working up at Dulles next to Broadway. I'm dribbling, pretend I'm Tim Hardaway. Had to learn the hard way, hit today and gone today. When they took Mickey like the tip of Thomas.
That feels good.
I can't stop.
Let it rock. That's the joy about having your own show. We do what we want. What's the man name again? Shout him out again.
Add two.
Second verse. Let's go.
My vision dark like a blind man in a blindfold, in a blackout with his eyes closed. It's hard here. I was feeling low, then my friends started getting high. Numb the feelings when they need to feel alive. Here's a counting digits, so I guess it's bad timing. In a city living, I go to sleep to the sirens. Riding on these cars, I visit friends behind them. Ain't no team seeing me, figures there's no iron. Writing chucky letters just to tell them, keep your head up. Couldn't let them down, so that's why I never let them. The way this shit is set up, they don't want to see you shine. Rather sit you to the side, but when you fit to lead the line.
Woo!
Change, that's the only way you get it, man. Asking don't get much, ask a homeless man. Trying to get control of my life. I was depressed. Mama's
no, snapping.
My grandma had to mention that she losing her mind. And then my uncle had cancer and he losing the fight. I'm trying to find a reason to smile, but ain't much to laugh at. They'll start pulling some names like it's a grab bag. Fuck
that.
I don't
frozen.
Even want it, man. You had that back. It's makeshift, this fake shit, man. I hate this game.
Oh, this.
There you go. So make sure y'all get that, man. That's my guy. I don't know him yet, but that's my guy.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the live. Huh? We just got to keep going. I don't know how to
stop. Oh, but the other one's still going.
Still going on the main. We don't have Joshy. Don't know how to go. But it's fine. We'll just finish strong live.
Okay.
You feel me? They got sound, but they lie. We back up right now.
We're back up?
Back up right now.
We got through it. Okay, cool. All right. Now, what was your favorite memory of 2019?
Favorite memory?
I'll go first. It's easy for me.
Okay.
Favorite memory for me was you taking me on tour with you. Seriously, man. I had never been on tour. You got to listen to the levels.
Okay.
I had a fear of doing stand up again. Mm-hmm. And you helped reintroduce me and helped find my confidence by putting me on sold out stages. And you were really you take a lot of chances on me these days. Our whole friendship. So, you know, even though I was only doing, 7 minutes, still,
right.
7 minutes can feel like a lifetime
right. When
you're on that stage. So just being able to go, I mean, just the places I got to go, to Amsterdam, you know what I'm saying, outside the country, that was my first time going out the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really,
Spain,
really cool. Yes, and now,
London.
If you notice now, I'm doing a lot more. I'm doing shows like every
promoting.
Other day now. So it was because of that. Thank you for doing that, because you didn't. Yeah, ever do that. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't
so,
have to do,
you know,
but
I appreciate
did.
That. So shout out to that. And that was my favorite memory of the year. What was your favorite?
My favorite memory of the year was the London show specifically, because Joe was having a hard time with
one.
Us traveling.
I remember that
and
one.
Josh,
I got a little emotional backstage on that one.
I can feel it wellowing in
here.
Josh caught that moment on camera where he was sitting there just having the time of his life.
Yeah,
and it was
that picture, he was just laughing.
Man, I was just like, whew, Jesus. Because with your kids, man, you be, bro, let me tell you what. Mm-hmm. Having kids made me realize I got to go easy on my parents, because we don't know what we be doing. I don't know how you feel.
Bruh.
I'd be
no, I
like,
feel the
man,
same way.
Here goes nothing.
Exactly.
I'm just hoping for the best. I have no idea if I'm doing a good job or not.
There's hopefully, there's no grading system for a parent.
No, my
just
kids
just how did the
have
kid
me.
Turn out.
That's it. So I be trying hard. You just hope you're doing the right thing as far as your discipline, mm-hmm. strictness to fun level. But for that moment in time when he had a rough time and then he had a good time, and that like picture, it was just
that picture was everything. I remember I just remember that whole show just as a whole too. That was that was definitely a good one, man.
Was,
yeah, man.
We keep bounding me out, man.
All right. favorite movie of the year.
This is kind of tough.
This is not easy for me. Instant classic, Queen and Slim. Queen and Slim. Kiara, you want to see it again today? We're going to see it again today.
Are you?
Man, that movie was amazing. The more I thought about it, Kiara, you like that movie? Yeah. What'd you like about it? Talk louder. You like how they acted and like how it was shot too?
I knew it was going to happen, but when it happened, it still made me sad.
See? She was crying at the end too. We was all in. So I think that was really, really a great movie. Shout out to Lena Waithe.
Waithe. You keep saying it like she's that car.
Okay, well, shout out to Lena Waithe. I didn't mean any disrespect. But that was, to me, I'm going to go watch it again. And I just felt like she was really in her bag in that movie. So
for me, I enjoyed Avengers Endgame because it was like the culmination of everything. It wasn't my favorite movie though. Okay. Actually, I think the movie I enjoyed the most was probably Dolomite.
I'm not mad at that.
I was inspired more than anything.
It spoke to your spirit.
Yeah, and there's like I saw a lot of movies. Obviously, I see a lot of movies every year. I'm just scanning through. Like, yeah, I liked. I liked a lot of them. I like, you know,
Aladdin was cool.
John Wick 3.
You know, I've never seen any of the John Wicks.
John Wick was great, but I mean that's that type of movie is not my favorite. The Irishman was very much longer. I think Dolomite Is My Name probably had the most enjoyableness because I was inspired.
Yeah, and it was really good. And it's like seeing Eddie back in that
element. Bag, you know.
Are you excited about Bad Boys coming out next month?
Is it next month? January?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they are not sure about movies.
I don't have high hopes for this.
What are you not expecting? Or what are you expecting?
I don't trust Fat Martin.
Martin being,
and I say this as a joke. People get mad when I say that, but
Martin
I'm fat
being
too.
A little bit bigger for a while though.
I just think that you can't wait that long in between your sequels. Like
I don't
you know
think
the
he
first,
wanted,
but you know the first Bad Boys came out in 95. Yeah. Second one came out in 03. It's 2019. Now is the time for this.
But were you checking for a Bad Boys movie in 2009?
So what would make you think I'm checking for it now?
The length of separation.
I don't even remember. I would have to go back and watch the original Bad Boys. I don't even remember everything now.
You know, Mike Lowry was young and cool and dressed nice.
You know what I am excited about? What? That Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan movie.
Oh, now you
I
like
Michael
B. Jordan.
I think Michael B. Jordan is going to make me eat crow. He looks like he's in that bag. He
Jamie,
must have watched the episode.
Jamie looks Oscar noteworthy already for that movie, and I ain't even seen a trailer for it.
Yeah, it definitely
What was your favorite? I know this ain't on there. What was your favorite streaming show of this year?
It might be the one that I'm watching now.
What?
The Good Place. I have fallen in. Remember I told you I thought it was trash?
Did you finish the first season?
Yes.
And
great.
You were like,
the twist, I was like, and that show is really well written.
It is.
It's full of,
it is.
It's punch heavy.
It's good.
So
that show kind of had me in my sadness. I'm like, man, can I write at this level? You know what I realized? I got to chill about it. We're not understanding. That is not one person writing.
Oh, no.
It is a group of writers. Nobody can write that well alone. And that's what I mean, of course, you got a head writer and the showrunner and all that stuff. But there's a lot of people being funny and adding, you know, like when we used to be at ADD, mm-hmm. punching stuff up. It's
right.
like our best scripts, our best, stuff was
it's all punched up. So I
need to be easier on myself and realize if I had the money to hire the best writers in the world.
Right.
And I had a great
And
premise,
you're not just out here banging out scripts every day.
And I'm not banging.
I had to realize that when I started to write stuff. I was like, well, here we go. I haven't done this in a while. What's a joke? I really was sitting there like,
So but, my streaming show is Tide.
Tide? What's it about?
Tide. The Watchmen?
Oh, you mean it's Tide, like two people. I thought the name of the show was Tide.
How many minutes are left?
Kiara, how many minutes?
No, this is a joke because I'm tired of you. The Watchmen?
But that's
actually,
not streaming.
Three.
That's not streaming.
It is.
It's on HBO.
Dang, you're right. You're right. Okay. Shoot. I was streaming it. That's why. Okay. Then it's Tide. Actually, The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian?
Star Wars
Bay?
Show. Huh?
The show about the casino?
That's Mandalorian. Why are all your jokes not working?
I don't know.
What's happening? You still? Did everything go okay while now?
No. When I didn't say that joke back, I'm trying to get the fire back.
Your joke, I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Because Mandalorian.
That was.
Shut up!
The Mandalorian and.
But I really don't know what the Mandalorian is.
The Mandalorian is Star Wars nerd stuff.
It's a show. It's on Apple?
It's on Disney Plus. The reason I have Disney Plus.
But what about that other show you were telling me about on Apple that you could like so show. Much? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
But okay, the cool. thing, I think the one that edges the Mandalorian above is me, I got my kids on it. So like me and Joe be like, bro, don't watch it without me. So last night in Puerto Rico, he was like, did you watch it? And I was like, nah. He's like, man, did you? And I was like, nah, man. And Zay hadn't watched it. So we literally sat in our room. And Melissa watched that episode too. But and we sat in there and watched.
I guess my confusion with that comes, how do you make a TV show about Star Wars?
Okay, so The Mandalorian, do you watch Star Wars? How much do you know about it?
I watched it when I was a child, but as an adult, okay. I know nothing.
So there's a bounty hunter that's famous in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. This show is a spinoff about the people like him. Like, okay. It's basically it's a gunslinger show. I mean,
is it like an expensive show, like how they spend the money on the movie?
$120 million. Each episode is $12 to $15 million. And they're usually between 35
for a TV show?
35 and 45 minutes.
To stream on Disney? Disney got that bag. My God.
But you know how many Disney movies have made a billion?
10 to 12 million in episode?
No. 12 to 15 million in episode.
That's insane.
Game of Thrones is crazy. How
is it an hour at least?
30 to 45 minutes. But you think about an hour of TV is 45, like a drama.
48 to 52.
Yeah, okay. So they just have no commercials. Gotcha. But here's the thing about Disney, bro. You need to have something that people have to come to watch your streaming platform for.
But you have the catalog. The catalog's not enough.
Are you checking for DuckTales?
No.
It was all fun to be like, I would watch. But you're not really finna fire up DuckTales and
so is that like the show that's like leading the charge for them?
That's absolutely. So now they got the Star Wars movie coming out Friday. So they're releasing the Mandalorian episode on Wednesday. Star Wars has a really intricate fan base. They love it. It's $5. People like me, like, even if you don't like Star Wars, you'll like The Mandalorian. Every episode has a fight scene. Space, guns.
With the glow sticks?
No lightsabers. Guns, that man said glow sticks. they got a Baby Yoda in there. It's really enjoyable.
Everybody, I keep seeing the Baby Yoda pop up everywhere.
It's good, bro. Like, listen, it's not the most like, twists and turns, but it's just a very entertaining watch.
It's a good story that's being told?
Good enough story to keep
you. As long as you got a good story, I'm all
in. Yeah, it's not like, what? It ain't like that. Like, okay. It's designed to be kind of like all ages. Like, my kids enjoy it, but then the morning show on Apple Plus is...
And now they have another show on Apple with that one guy that was Aquaman.
Jason Momoa. I actually just downloaded that.
I feel like he's playing the same person every time. I'm like, and I don't even know if it is, but I'm like, they need to do something about your look. They need
it's
to
the way he
give
looks.
Give him a cardigan sweater or something.
So the funny thing is, this show is literally, you saw Bird Box, right?
Yeah. Okay, No. That was Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
I didn't.
So
I lied and said I did because everyone else did.
The preview, the premise of this show, it's called C. I just downloaded it from my trip to Japan. Uh-huh. Something happened in society and everybody in the world is blind except his two kids. But he just be looking like he's in Game of Thrones all the time.
But is he blind?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I was just reading the trailer. Mm. But he just be looking like Khal Drogo and everything.
I'd be like, bro, you got to
switch
your face.
The funny thing is, he had a show on Netflix called Frontier. He looks exactly the same.
It's like his eyes are super loud.
Nobody watched Frontier either, though. And what's it Frontier? Just went away. It's a Netflix show. Oh, that's on Netflix? Show. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me show you. Because if you ain't never heard about it, you're going to laugh because he's going to look exactly the way he looks in all his stuff. The same way. Same way.
He can't get away from that face.
I mean,
he's going to have to do something franchise and let it just keep going.
So now look, this is the show C. Now watch me put this in. Josh, could you do something and put look at this fur coat and look at this fur coat from Frontier. Joshua, if you don't put this over, if you don't find these Google images and put them on there, I will physically attack you.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, he got to
switch it up. He was so good in Khal Drogo that I'd just be like, man, it's cool.
Did anybody see 21 Bridges?
I ain't seen it yet. You saw it?
No, but I want to see if he can survive as a regular person and not a historical figure.
We need to
figure.
Watch it. He was a regular person in Black Panther.
No, that was a superhero. It was the first black superhero.
Oh, you mean like just an average person?
I just feel like he just keeps playing really Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall. Like,
there was one more, James Brown.
James Brown's like, you put him as a rom-com. It's like, man, what are you doing?
Y'all want to know something? I don't know if this ruins my black heart or not. I didn't know the Black Panther was a comic character before that movie.
No, I didn't know that either. I thought they had just made it up.
No,
I was like, I thought it was the affirmative action.
Listen, bro, if you didn't have a cartoon when I was coming up, if your character wasn't introduced as a cartoon, I wasn't reading comic books. Because when it came out, people said, "Oh, T'Challa," and I was like, "To who?"
Bro, I don't know if this was just me. The reason why I didn't read comic books, they were too confusing. It was just too much going on.
It was the panels it's were like, confusing. Wait, like, read right to left, then I go down.
I missed something, a plot point.
I didn't read comic books like that. I watched comic book cartoons and stuff. Like, right. I watched Batman, Spider-Man, X-Men, all that. But I wasn't in, I mean, I flipped through some in the comic book stores when I would just be, like, bored. But I wasn't like, I got to get issue 17 of the Magnetos. Like, I just wasn't like, nah.
Side note, I finally watched that the movies that made us for Dirty Dancing.
Did you watch Home Alone?
Yes, I watched that first.
Were you inspired?
Oh, yes. John Hughes is my soul.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. But no, but I watched the one with Dirty Dancing. That one was a crazy story, too.
Patrick Swayze tore his ACL almost.
It was a lot of crazy stuff. So I like that show. Mm. Side note, you know another thing I realized?
What did you realize?
It's a lot of bad programming on Netflix. You ever just try to pick something and be like, I'm going to give this a shot, and 10 minutes in, you'd be like, what is
me
this?
Me and Alyssa. Okay, so let me put you on to something. This ain't on here either. Documentary of the Year. Is on Showtime.
What's it
called? I'm gonna pull it up for you. So, do you remember that Baylor kid?
Hold on. Let me see your picture for your.
I'm gonna show you. My sister in law did that. She thought she was being funny. And I said,
No, I'm gonna show you this too.
I'm gonna turn. I said, so she keeps switching my name and my profile picture on Netflix. Okay, so here's the thing.
Me and Kiara did that to her. I promise you we did.
That's hilarious. So the Showtime documentary is called Disgraced. You remember that Baylor basketball player that was shot by his own teammate years ago?
Yeah.
That's what that documentary is on Showtime. Me and Melissa watched it in Puerto Rico, and it's fantastic. So that's the documentary.
Disgraced.
Okay. Let me show y'all the picture of my Netflix. Melissa's sister, Monique. She's in my note. She's in my Netflix. And she always changes my profile picture. And I just stopped. First, she changed it to Kevin is not funny, like instead of the profile.
Hilarious.
And then I keep going there and I was just.
Different pictures?
And I just eventually was like, bro.
But they have a lot of bad programming on that.
You know what I realized
show.
About Netflix? They're just a regular network now. Have you ever had to block
anybody? What? And they are so for. It's like now. Just if you just got it on the screen, like if you just put they go like, you gonna watch it.
You check it a little bit. So anyway, keep going down your list.
Okay. New Year's resolution.
I don't do New Year's resolution. But if I did, it'd be lose weight again for the 17th year in a row.
I actually don't have a goal to lose weight anymore because I'm so close to what I want to be. I want to learn balance. I want to just learn. Because I mean, when I look at my life, I just be like, that's my thing that I kind of struggle with. Mm-hmm. I always do things in excess, whether it's the right or the wrong.
You touch 259 the next time you was at 268.
Oh, it's so frustrating to me. And now I was just ready to eat bad. Like I don't care anymore.
Debilitating. I'm running out of energy. I was in Puerto Rico this morning. What time is it? 5:30?
It's 5:23.
So we had to get up at 5 o'clock. 4:30 this morning, Puerto Rico time. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you haven't been asleep since?
No.
Because you can't sleep on airplanes.
No. And I'd be, man.
And you came up here and didn't even lose a half a step.
Let me stop you and tell you about something. My wife and Joe, you know, so we always split up two and two in planes when we can't. So it's usually the boys and then me and my wife.
You're eating loud.
So my wife and Joe are in the back with a blanket. Mm-hmm. This plane is freezing. Okay, Zay Zay doesn't have no blanket, so he's freezing. He can't go to sleep. He's looking at me like, man, it's cold. Mm-hmm. Ooh, burr. So he's looking at me, looking back at Melissa like jealousy on the blanket because Melissa and Joe were knocked out with a blanket over their face. So I'm freezing too, but I'm like, ah, man.
You got to be a man.
I'm like, hey, man, you want my jacket? Right. He said yes. I was like, what do you mean yes?
Because it's not 18 yet. It's all good.
He was like, please. So I take it off like.
And you were sitting there like, burr.
Dope.
What did you expect him to say? He was cold.
I thought he's gonna be like, nah, man, you good. Nah. But appreciate it. He was like, yes, I thought you'd never ask. When I tell you he put my hoodie on and was sleeping 2 minutes,
and you
was
just sitting there with the frostbite.
I was like this. I couldn't sleep. I was
cold. Why do we do that? It don't make us no warmer. Actually,
it made me warmer. I was really looking at him like, how dare you answer in the way that is gonna comfort you? But he was not out. I was like, you little jerk. How dare you? But he was like, thank you, because I was freezing. It was funny. He was weird. In Puerto Rico, one of the restaurants, now mind you, we get to the airport at 5:30. Mm-hmm. We're at the gate. They selling cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, and hot dogs for breakfast. So he's like, let me get a chicken sandwich. And he ate it, and I was like, how was it? He was like, it was clickbait. And I was like, what? said on the thing it was a chicken breast, but the sandwich was three chicken nuggets or three chicken tenders. He was like, "Y'all lying."
That's
to me,
hilarious.
Man.
That's clickbait.
He said that sandwich was clickbait, and I was laughing.
That's funny.
He was funny, man.
Okay, so that's my only resolution for this year is just to have balance, man. I think that'd be good for me.
That's good. That's good.
Because I honestly felt like 2019, I was talking to Jason about this. I feel like God kind of just let me have a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have
you
to work.
You was resting on my nerves. That's for sure.
Shut up. So this year I'm ready to hit the ground running. About to start with that movie that we writing.
Mm-hmm. Kev on Stage Studios Patreon, man. The people have been supportive. It's funny. We got like 300 Patreons or 500, and I'm about to buy a whole new mic system for game night.
Come on, man.
Because people had complained about the sound, mm-hmm. and it's because we don't have mics. Mm-hmm. And with the Patreon, I'm buying. So we got two lives, mm-hmm. but I'm going to buy four more, bring the total to six. I'm going to cap the game night at six people, mm-hmm. and we're going to buy a new mixer and up the content. Because people was like,
asking you shall receive.
Asking you shall receive, man. And y'all help it, because those mics are expensive, bro.
Yeah, and now it's so like you shouldn't have to do everything yourself.
Absolutely. So if you want to support overall, patreon.com/KevOnStage or KevOnStage.com. We love it, and we put that money to very much good use. Speaking of that, didn't mention this, talked about this on my Patreon.
You don't be telling me nothing, man.
I didn't tell you.
You better tell me something else. I don't know what, Kevin. What don't I know now?
Approved for the new office.
What?
We got it, man.
Shut up.
The Lord says the same.
Really? No, that's a big deal. You got to announce that a little bit different. So you, what? You got to approve for what?
Approved for the, and let me tell you what, let me tell you what's interesting. Credit didn't even come into it.
What?
The realtor guy was like, basically at your level of business, like you've been in business. In business, it's mostly your financials. Mm-hmm. Them tax returns.
Yeah, I see that. It was like, all right,
them tax returns.
You need my social.
No, so I needed it. I wanted it for the security deposit. But the tax returns plus your year-to-date financials. And so if you have bad credit, it doesn't matter. Because a lot of business owners have bad credit because they be taking out loans in their business name or whatever. Mm-hmm. So all we got to do is wait for the lease and make sure none of that is crazy. Mm-hmm. But if it ain't, we going to be moving.
That was the second one, right? The second one. That was my favorite.
And that's the one we going to grow into. So I promised myself. Hey. I told Doe and Greg and Josh, like, bro, if we get this office,
I'm
going to need y'all to work in there.
I'm there.
Expensive.
No, because I was learning. Like you told me at the beginning of the year, you said Doe would come to this one, and I just be like, oh, man, whatever. You don't know. You're not my dad, are you? Sometimes I feel like I have to learn the hard way with things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, nah, God, this. But when I'm at home, it's just no way to separate it. It's just like, oh, okay. Well, here's the bed. I'll take a nap. The lease.
Oh yeah. So. I want us to go in there and work because I'm paying that much because I usually work from home. Right. And also in my mind, I want to separate work from home.
I have to because I won't.
But mine is the other way. I work entirely too much and I work from home. Bro, I work, bro.
That's very fascinating.
Yo, I
work at home.
I love working. I'm going to separate it so I can rest
at home
when I get home. Like by 5 o'clock, like mm-hmm. I told my kids, like I'm going to pick you up from school, finish my work regular. And then when I come home, I'm just going to try and be at home as well. Because I'd be in my home studio and also my kids want separate rooms. So what was my little home office is going to be Zay Zay's room now, which is breaking my heart.
And when you think about it, bro, that's really where you and I, that's where we found our cash at. Like, when we was at
Listen,
All
man,
Def.
And we have the office. And we should make it make more money. Since we have to spend more, should make it generate more. So that's probably the thing I'm most excited about is growing into that. Because at least 5 years, like, boy, you can't mess around with that.
We got those type of games.
All right, let's finish up.
All right, so quick. Favorite meme of the year? I didn't necessarily have a favorite meme.
Sorry to this man.
Which one is that? Oh, Kiki Palmer.
Sorry to this man. Just, right. I could not stop laughing at Sorry to this man.
Okay.
It was so funny. I used it for a long time.
Wasn't I'm Good, Love, and Joy this year, or was that last year?
I think that was last year. There was another one that was funny.
There's a new one I think it's about to go viral with LeBron and his wife yesterday at LeBron's game.
It won't be as big as Sorry to this man, but I was proud of them. Okay. I was like, look at y'all little blacks.
I would say for favorite viral video of the year, and I could be just being a prisoner of the moment because it's still so brand new in my memory, but
OT Genesis.
He performed it live. It was on Instagram and he performed it live at some like place. So the shout out to just that
being funny.
So yeah, 2019's been good. Oh, and just a shout out to we'll tell the right pack when we get off, but this is probably gonna be one of our last pieces of content for 2019 as far as Righteous and Ratchet.
No.
We got one more coming.
One more
episode coming, and then we're shutting it down until the first.
No, we're not missing anything.
How many are we doing?
We got one more. This comes out on the 18th.
On the 18th, then we have one on the 25th.
And then one on Christmas.
Uh huh.
And then we're one back way around the first. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm stupid.
And then, like, we ain't missing none.
Okay.
But next year, from the 15th to the 1st, we're taking off.
Yeah. So we are.
That's the one thing.
When do you go to Japan?
Oh. The day after Christmas. Did R. Kelly, I don't know how to hawk that people come out this year?
Huh?
I don't know how to hawk that people.
Oh, yeah, that was this year.
Was that this year?
Oh, no, the whole time, people.
Oh, no, the whole time. For the whole time. If that came out this the year is long.
Side note,
if that came out this year, I'm tripping. They're saying that in the Rat Pack that it came out this year.
That did come out this year.
That was this year.
That was. That's when he was interviewing with Gail. She was like, Robert, sit down.
That could not have been 2019.
That was this year, bro.
You're lying to me.
I am not.
Hold on, Rat Pack. Let me double check y'all. What a whole time.
This year.
9 months ago?
Yes.
Can we just play it?
I don't know how to hold that, people. What would I hold that?
I can't
just listen to this.
Oh, we love it. Hold on, hold that, people. I got all kind of people.
I can't believe that was this year. Wow.
Yes. Oh, you know the irony?
What is it?
Tekashi 6ix9ine might be out of jail Wednesday.
Really?
They wrote so many letters on his behalf, like, let him go.
Really?
And I don't even feel that bad about it anymore. You know why?
Why?
Because it's like this. He wasn't like a known gangster.
Yeah.
He wasn't into that. He got caught up with the wrong crowd. He started doing too much. He seen the error of his ways. And he said, I'm not really built for this. I'm not as mad at him as most people are.
Wow.
Now, if he was a hardened street criminal and he came from that, then yeah, you just broke a code. But, I mean, he's
you
a kid.
You forgive him?
Forgiving him.
For everything?
Man. I forgive him. I don't necessarily like it, but I don't look at him and demonize him.
But if he releases a song, you're going to be right back. Gummo 2?
I never really thought he was a gangster to begin with. I can tell.
He was a wrestler. I'm telling you, a lot of rappers now, they're wrestlers. They're playing a role that a rapper is or whatever, and they're cool with that role, and we are okay with that, and that's all they got
to
do.
And shout out to Cardi B and Offset. She gave him $500,000 for his birthday.
Does that even really, like, what is...
I don't even understand the point of it. If you guys both have money together, like...
She gave it to him cash?
Cash. She put it in the refrigerator. Friends of the podcast.
They're not. Why do you keep saying that?
In my mind. This has been a great episode. Wow. We will see you guys next week. Right Pack. I think we're signing off of everything right now because we out of here. You got to go be with your family.
I'm beat. But we'll see y'all, Right Pack. We're going to be shooting.
Are we shooting again this week?
We're shooting again on
Friday. And we'll let
and
you guys
Saturday
know time.
Saturday and Sunday. So
we're shooting Friday and Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, we got bonuses. So we got all types of stuff. Melissa, send the call sheet, man. Check your email.
Oh, okay.
We'll be shooting all this stuff to make sure we're good for the end of the year. Because once you go to Sacramento, I go to Japan. We ain't gonna see each other till 2020.
But you're gonna FedEx me that shrimp Big Mac, though, right?
Yeah, I will. Love y'all. God bless you. Shout out to Kiara, our producer for the day, Joshua. Hey. If you don't put that picture of Jason Momoa in from Sea and Frontier, you gonna meet right and left.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.